From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. More college-bound high school seniors than ever took the SAT last year. The College Board, the sponsor of the exam, today released the scores for nearly 1.5 million high school graduates. But with major changes in the test due next spring, educators worry that students won't be ready. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Nearly half of the nation's 3 million high school graduates took the SAT, and for the fifth straight year, the results were roughly the same. On the math section, worth 800 points, the average score fell to 518, down 1 point from last year. On the verbal section, also worth 800 points, the average score remained flat, 512 for males, 504 for females. So with little else to report, Gaston Caperton, president of the College Board, focused on two trends reflected in the latest numbers.
The first number shows the increase in the number of students that are going to college. Combined with that number is the figure of students who are first-generation students going to college.
Based on the SAT data, here's the racial and ethnic breakdown of test takers. 63% of college-bound students are white, 12% African-American, 10% Asian-American, 10% Latino, and 1% Native American. More and more of these students, though, are the first in their families to attend college. 7 in 10 Mexican-Americans, for example, will be first-generation college students. Again, Gaston Caperton.
They are the fastest-growing group, and they're showing great improvement. Verbal scores for Mexican-American students rose 3 points, and math was up 1 point.
Calling these increases great, though, might be a bit of a stretch, given that Mexican-American students, on average, lag 150 points behind white students. Blacks are even farther behind by an average of 202 points. The size of both these gaps have persisted for decades. Brushing aside the criticism that the SAT itself contributes to these disparities because it's culturally biased, Caperton says the difference in scores point to a much deeper problem in the nation's public schools.
These gaps are a clear indication of a system of unequal education that affects not only the scores of the SAT, but also high school grades and the ability to go to college and to succeed.
The bottom line, says Caperton, is that Latinos and blacks are far less likely than whites or Asians to have access to quality teachers and rigorous college prep courses. Latinos and blacks also tend to be poorer and not have college-educated parents. Both of these are big predictors of how students do on the SAT. One big worry among educators is that fewer college-bound high school students today are taking English composition and writing courses. This is going to be a huge problem next March when the SAT rolls out its new writing section. It will include a lot more reading passages and require students to write a long essay. Over 60% of public four-year colleges now require advanced writing and grammar skills, skills that the vast majority of high schools have done little to improve. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.